Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire. From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on a thousand maybe worlds. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street & Smith, publishers of astounding science fiction, presents... Tonight's story, Ray Bradbury's Dwellers in Silence. Twenty years since the last of the giant migration ships had crashed to the surface of Mars, bearing its pitiful handful of survivors of the Earth Wars. 20 years of longing, of turning eyes toward the green Earth as it hung on the horizon like a beckoning light. And now it was done. And the first new ship, built of shining Martian chromaton, had lifted bravely toward home with three men locked in its metal belly.
There it is. You can barely see the top of the Atomic Trades Building in the twilight. They never finished building.
Captain.
What is it?
Am I going out of my mind? Look, out that way, to the west.
Could that be?
By heaven, it is. Those are lights. Turn the ship. Full cruising speed.
They are lights. Captain, it's a city, a whole blasted city lit up like a Christmas tree. What do you think of your dead planet now, Williams?
Decelerate to -5. We're going to take her down.
Unbelievable. We've been walking for hours now and not a soul to be seen.
There must be someone. How do you explain the lights?
Unless they've been burning like this for 20 years.
Impossible.
I don't know.
Municipal building. Can we have a look here, sir? Possibly the records might contain some.
That's a good idea. Keep your weapons ready. We'll start right here with the city clerk's office. Better check radiation again, doctor.
Well, not enough to do any damage.
The creeps, doesn't it? Look at this desk. Papers crumpled, inkstand, just as if somebody came in and worked here every day. Dog licenses, hunting permits.
That's strange. Hmm? There's ink in that inkstand.
Well, what of it?
Well, you'd think standing open for 20 years, it would have dried up.
Good heavens. If I hadn't heard it with my own ears. Heavens, did that phone ring?
Yes. Well?
Pick it up, doctor.
Hello?
Good day, Doctor. How are you? I called to ask some advice about a trepanning problem. Can you tell me if the lateral cut should be made first?
Hello. Hello. This is absolutely insane. Hello.
Thank you, Doctor. I'll do that. By the way, how is your wife, Alice? And the girls? And your son, John? Fine boy, John. I'll call again tomorrow. Goodbye, Doctor.
Hello. Hello. Gone dead.
Who was it?
I don't know. Strange voice carried on a conversation about some surgical operation without paying the slightest attention to anything I said.
Captain, what is it? Listen.
Someone is coming, walking slowly toward the corridor.
Coming closer. Jumping Jupiter.
It's a man. An old man.
Are you... Is it really someone? You seem to be... Real. I saw the ship come down, and I thought perhaps I was losing my mind. It's been so many years.
I'm Captain John Parsons. These are my assistants, Dr. Evans and Mr. Williams. We returned to Earth from Mars.
Then it's happened. When we're not alone anymore. Forgive me, gentlemen, if I seem moved.